USA Radio News with John Hunt.
For Democrats, this was supposed to be a moment to begin easing 3 years of built-up anxiety. Instead, the launch of the 2020 presidential primary has left the party deeply unsettled. Party leaders are still on edge over embarrassing technical issues that marred the Iowa caucuses, where there is still no official winner. Frontrunners Bernie Sanders and Pete Buttigieg were named in an effective tie. Sanders and Buttigieg face questions about their long-term political viability. Some supporters say the two leading women in the race, Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, are raising alarms about persistent sexism. And Joe Biden, the national longtime frontrunner, finished a distant fourth. He's now facing a money crunch, a staff shakeup, and a looming challenge from Michael Bloomberg. The former New York City mayor isn't competing in the early states, but he's spending hundreds of millions of dollars in Super Tuesday and later contests. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Suicides in the active duty Air Force surged last year to the highest total in at least three decades, even as the other military services saw their numbers stabilize or decline. The reasons for the Air Force increase are not fully understood, coming after years of effort by all of the military services to counter a problem that seems to defy solution. According to preliminary figures, the Air Force had 84 suicides, up from 60 the year before. A mother and her six children were killed in a house fire early this morning. The father survived and is being treated at a hospital for injuries. The Clinton Fire Department in Mississippi received a call that the house was on fire. It said when the firefighters arrived, the house was fully involved, and it took over 40 minutes to get the blaze under control. A family of eight was inside the home when the fire broke out. Authorities have not identified the parents or the children, and no firefighters were injured. The victims ranged in age from 1 to 33 years old. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The leader of the Venezuelan National Assembly is holding high-level meetings with U.S. officials in Washington. USA's John Clemens reports.
Recognized as the interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido met with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Mr. Guaido is leading the opposition battle against the regime of dictator Nicolas Maduro. Guaido called for American support during this hard, non-violent struggle.
In Venezuela, we have to stop them, and we need their support from America, from the Americans, and all the world to contain that kind of terrorists in Venezuela in this moment. We are struggling hard. We are non-violent.
President Trump has called for an end to the corrupt, violent regime of dictator Nicolas Maduro.
In 2018, the Republican Party candidate for governor of Oregon painted himself as a centrist, criticized President Donald Trump's environmental stance, and said he didn't want to be linked to divisive national figures. Newt Bueller lost to incumbent Governor Kate Brown by almost 120,000 votes. Now, Bueller is running for a seat in Congress in a district that is more conservative and has taken Trump into a tight embrace. Bueller's campaign features videos with Trump at a rally and touring a border wall, with Bueller declaring he opposed impeachment. Bueller's turnaround underscores how Republican candidates across the country have been wrestling with opposing strategies, either cozy up to Trump or distance themselves and risk not only losing Trump's base, but the election. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.